WX9 IDX to N7HBF. Are you there?
Just had to turn off a radio so it won't interfere with tonight's net. So I'm ready to start. Yeah, I'm ready to start now. Okay, good evening, and this is N7HVF with, and we have W7X9IDX is with me, and he's the co-host and he helps out with the check-ins. Okay, you can find this net on Echolink or All-Star, DRMS, TGIF network, and several repeaters. You can also call the handyham.org, handiham.org, and link on Handy Ham Radio Club net for more information in the connections and details. Okay, this is a directed net, and all calls will be directed to the controller and net control. This net is meant to promote the Handy Ham Club and the Handy Ham Radio, Handy Ham Radio Group, and we foster friendships and discuss all the aspects of amateur radio. So we're gonna turn it over to WX9IDX, and he's got an interesting trivia for us tonight. So go ahead, take it away, Peter.
This is WX9IDX. My name's Peter. And before we get to tonight's trivia question, we'll take check-ins, as we always do. So if you want to be first on the list to have at the trivia question, let me give it in about 5-7 minutes or so. Get on the list now. We'll compile the list, then when it's trivia question time, we'll run the list and see what everybody has for a guess. Check-ins for tonight's Handy Ham Radio Club trivia net. Come now.
LM Rosero, Angle, uniform.
Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, you have nothing to say.
Kilo Charlie 9 Alpha Golf Romeo.
Whiskey Delta 9 Delta November Quebec.
Mary WD8JHU, Traverse City, Michigan.
Kilowatt 9 Echo Romeo and November Ernie from the Frozen Tundra.
W0UH in and out. W0UH in and out.
November 9, Kilo India Whiskey and 9 KIW.
Okay, we'll run what we've got, and we've got a lot, so it's a good sign. So we have N0TMU, we've got your truck. VK2DY, Robert. WI9HF, Chad. KC9AGR Jennifer, WD9DNQ Diane, WD8JHU Mary, K9ERN Ernie, W0UH, he's around, but he's in and out, so I won't disturb him. And N9KIW Chip is also on the list. Anybody else want to check in for tonight's edition of The Net? Call now before I give the trivia question.
Okay, 4DUZ, Kilo Romeo 4, Buzz.
KE9DYN, Roseville, Wisconsin.
KR4BUZ and Erica, KE9DYN. Anybody else want to get in on this list to have first crack at the trivia question?
KE9HR for a comment.
Yes, another KE9AWY / 6 Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Whiskey Yankee / 6.
Foxtrot 0 Victor Foxtrot Quebec.
Okay, we got a few more. KE9AWY and KF0 VFQ, and a comment from Jennifer KC9AGR for later. Yes. So, anybody else want to get the list? If don't hear from anybody, we'll get the trivia question.
Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Kilo X-Ray, Nick in Rosemont, Minnesota, wanted to get checked in.
Okay, I got KE0WKX, and maybe somebody in there. Maybe somebody's trying to get in. If there's somebody trying to get in, try again, boost your signal, and we'll try to get you in. Nothing heard, so it's 10 after. Linda, are you ready for the trivia question? 7HVF, go ahead.
I am. This should be great. Go ahead, Peter. M7HDF.
Okay, tonight's trivia question. Gonna do a little science here. Okay, I've got a 50-watt radio going into my antenna up on the top of the tower. The antenna's got a 3 dB gain on it. What is the ERP, effective radiated power, that will come out of that antenna? Is it A, 100 watts, B, 50 watts, or C, 25 watts? There's your question. Some science for you to start off April, and this is not an April Fool's question, so it's math. So, first of all, we head up to the top of the list, N0TMU. Chuck, what's up with you? And above all, what's your question? What's your answer to our trivia question tonight? Oh, Chuck, you didn't have a good chance at making the repeater there. Lost most of that. Can you try again? Give us your guess and whatever else you got there.
We'll take the number one choice here, 100 watts. Copy?
Okay, got you perfect that time, and thanks for that guess. Go ahead, Linda.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm glad we were finally able to hear you tonight. Okay, we have Robert, I think, is the next one, and it's raining here, Robert, so it's been raining most of the day. So, anyway, over to you, Robert.
Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney. It's here, it's, let's see, Fahrenheit. It's about 70 Fahrenheit. we'll probably get up into the mid-70s Fahrenheit, and it is sunny. It's actually turning out to be a beautiful day here. Everybody is, it's already quieted down, all the streets are quiet. 4-day weekend, and I think a lot of people would have left town already, so it is what it is. Also, we set our clocks back to standard time on Sunday, so this instead it's 11:14 right now. Next week, this will be 10:14 a.m., so I have to remember that for all the Nets here. Anyway, I am going to agree with the previous person. Alpha 100 watts seems like what I would come up with as well. VK2DY, back to Ned.
Hey, Robert, thank you for checking in with us tonight. Oh, you're back to the good old standard time. I wish we were. But anyway, it's raining here, and oh, I don't know what the temperature is because I didn't check it, but it's been raining all day. So anyway, that's what we need. So next, I think, is Chad. This is M7HVF.
WI9HF. Chad, go ahead. You're up.
Question, actually, so you can repeat that for me.
Okay, we got a science question for you. We got a 50-watt radio going into a 3 dB antenna. And what's the ERP coming out of that antenna? Is it 100 watts, 50 watts, or 25 watts?
Every 3 dB, it doubles the effective ERP on the antenna. So 3 dB gain antenna is 100 watts ERP, WI9HF. And the weather over here today is kind of been cold. It hasn't rained yet, but it's just cold. At least I think it is. So we're going to go from severe weather, well, we didn't really get severe weather on Monday, to sleet and ice north of Madison, back to severe weather and tornadoes tomorrow. So, talk about getting every mode of weather in the week. Seriously, 30s to 80s to tornadoes to storms to hail to snow and ice. Boy, you can't beat that variety. So, yeah, well, it's spring. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to a good storm. So that'd be good. And Bullet Gorge here is working very well. And it covers the Edgerton again, and I got the amp back online. So covers make it short. And anyway, that's it for here. Back to Matt. And if anyone else locally in Janesville or anywhere in the area wants to use it, feel free. You have a lot of nets on here during the week. So anyway, free to use, and it's open. So feel free to use it.
Thank you.
Back to you, Peter.
Hey, Chad, thank you for checking in with us tonight, and you're keeping busy there with all your repeaters and everything, and so it's kind of cold there, huh? It's cold. It was cold this morning. I went and got my hair done. The rain was really coming down when I left, and it was kind of cold, too. So anyway, I hope we get a lot of rain. I don't like it when we have to out. Okay, it's time for KC9GIR in Diane. So go ahead.
KC9GIR. My answer is going to be 100 watts. What do you say, Diane? Yeah, you guys forgot the emergency stuff at the beginning. Jason, I need to.
Well, I'll take a little break here and say anybody out there with either emergency or traffic, please come now. Okay, I guess there's none. Yeah, I got sidetracked because I heard a radio in the background and I didn't want that to interfere with us, so I was more concerned at turning that off, and then I was got on and forgot to do that. So thank you. And now it is taken care of. And I think we go to Mary now, N7HVF.
WD8JHU, Mary, you are up next. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Linda, and good evening, everybody. And it's a cold day in Traverse City, and we may have a shower tonight, a mix of rain and freezing rain, and tomorrow. So my guess for the trivia question is going to be 100 watts, and so I'm going to turn it back to you, WD8JHU.
Hey, well, yeah, it's been raining here, too, so we really need it. And it's good to hear you on tonight, and thank you for checking in with us. Now, if I'm doing this right, I think it's Ernie's turn, K-E-R-N, or I think N7HVF, I think it's your turn.
N7HVF, along with WX9IVX, K9ERN. If it's my turn, I'm happy to go, but if it's someone else's before me, then I defer. Go ahead, Peter.
The lady's right. Ernie, you are up.
Okay, then. WX9IDX along with N7HVF and M4, KL4BUZ. It's the Buzz and Ernie Show. Hi, hi. Beautiful, nice day here. We reached about 44 degrees under a winter storm warning for rain, sleet, and snow for the next, probably for the next 3 days, more rain than anything else. It's currently about 40 degrees now, so we were under a winter weather, we were under winter storm watch, winter weather advisory. Now they've slammed us with a winter storm warning, so we'll see what happens that way. In most cases, next to little accumulation, so I don't understand what the big threat is. So, my answer to the question, like Mary in Traverse City and the others, is going to be 100 watts. So that's pretty much... That is pretty much all I have to say about that. One more thing I'll say for Jennifer, KC9AGR. She's always interested in my meals, and lately it's been smoked sausage and cauliflower, which was really, really good. So, and a few pretzels on the side as well. N7HVF, along with WX9IDX. This is K9ERM. This is for Rachel. K9... Ernie's runny nose. Back to you guys.
K9ERN. Well, I'm glad you feel better, and sounds like you're having a good day. And yeah, it's 40 degrees there, huh? I hope we're supposed to get some more tomorrow. I'm leaving. I'm going somewhere really early in the morning. And I have to be ready by 6:45. So I gotta make sure my alarm sets early so I can get out of here. Anyway, I think if he's around, W0UH, are you there? Go ahead. This is N7HVF.
I am here, but I'm in the hospital, and so I'm not in any condition to talk, so I shall defer W0UH.
Hey, Jerry, I'm sorry to hear that you're in the hospital. I hope you'll be okay, and I wish you the best. I will remind everybody that we don't have a, even though it's going to be the first Sunday because of Easter, we will have it the next week. So I will do that for you. So I hope you get better soon. This is N7HVS. And I'm going to turn it over to Peter. I'm not sure who the next one is. N7HVS.
Well, thanks, Linda. This is WX9IDX. And Jerry did call in and out, so that's why I didn't want to come back to him. Let's see. We do have Chip next, and 9KIW. My Cubs won, Chip.
Yay, Cubbies. Yeah, I didn't listen to the game today, but I'll get back to it. There's lots of baseball games, but, yep, I'm a Cub fan as well, so. I understand your feeling about that. It's a beautiful day here today. Got up to about 82 degrees, I think, and it's going to be cooler tomorrow, around in the 40s, upper 40s. So it's springtime, but that's okay. Anyway, it's getting better gradually. So my answer to the question is choice A, 100 watts. So as usual, great question tonight, and good brain challenge, a good reminder for us as amateur radio operators. So back to Ned from November 9, Kilo India Whiskey.
And Chip, it's good to hear from you, and sounds like you're busy with games. And anyway, I've been busy trying to write up an article that we were doing for history. I'm having fun putting that together. And anyway, I'll turn it back over to Peter, M7HVF.
Okay, thank you, Linda. And didn't get the chance yet, but thank you, Jennifer and Diane, for mentioning the emergency situation there. Yeah, we did forget that. That happens sometimes. Next on the list, head down to Jacksonville. KR4BUZ, Russ, what's up with you? You put up an antenna recently, so you should know this.
And good evening, Net Controller and Controlleress. Is that right, Peter and Linda? Controller and Controlleress? So it's good to hear you both, y'all. Jerry, feel better soon, thinking of your brother. Better not loud in front of the world. And what is up with me? Well, I haven't touched the antenna since I've hit the transmit button because you'll get shocked. And if you're putting in, it's got 50 watts coming out of your radio, 3 dB gain, yeah, I ain't going to go with everybody else and say 100 watts. So that's what I'm going with is 100 water. I also want to real quick, Peter and Linda and everybody, send Godspeed to the crew of Artemis. They left the sandy shores of Florida this afternoon, and they're headed to the moon. Very cool stuff. So Godspeed to the crew, and send prayers for those folks to come home safely. KR4BUZ, and back to the Net Control S. That's you, Linda. Good to hear you.
KVZ, it's good to hear from you to come on there. Ernie, the Buzz, Ernie Buzz. Buzz and Ernie, he always says that for you. Yeah, I hope they have a good, safe trip and that everything works out okay. Yeah, it's been a long time since somebody went to the moon. Okay, I'll turn it back over to Peter. This is M7HVS.
Thanks, Linda. I did watch the liftoff this, well, evening here because it was like just past 5:30 our time. So it was 6:30 out at the Cape. And, yes, I do wish them a safe return as well. KE9DYN, Erica, you're up next. And what's your guess?
KE9DYN is in the house.
Sorry, Peter and everybody. Chad left the phone call to me to finish, and I was waiting, and I didn't hear. You know, when you try to do more than one thing at a time, it doesn't always work, and I was trying to hear for Buzz, and I missed it. So, anyway, happy Easter to everybody. Chad's covered the weather. Peter, you can cover the weather. It was actually kind of nippy, but it wasn't bad today. I could have done without some of the wind. Jerry, I missed hearing why you're at the hospital or in the hospital, but my thoughts and prayers are with you. And sounds like you got a great list of people coming to the net, and I didn't hear the question either. So I'll humbly ask you to repeat.
Okay, to the woman who just got her upgrade last September. You have a 50-watt radio hooked up to a 3 dB gain antenna. How many watts are coming out of that antenna for an ERP, effective radiated power? A, 100 watts, B, 50 watts, or C, 25 watts?
I'll go with 100. Thank you. I'm probably wrong. But have a great one, everybody. And I've got to go back to knitting because I'm trying to get a baby blanket done. KE9DYN saying 73s.
73, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. And go ahead, Peter, N7HVS.